267-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Come on, tell somebody it's time to pray and time to praise. At midnight, your praise getting ready to change some stuff. A new day is going to dawn. Huh? The day is going to break on you. Amen. Because of your praise. Hallelujah. At midnight. See, you got to understand something. When you start to praise, God starts to shake some stuff. When you start to praise, some stuff out there. Some stuff in your tomorrow. Some stuff that has to do with your destiny. Some stuff some people holding on to they ain't supposed to be holding on to that belongs to you. Come on, God, start shaking some stuff. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Now remember, they prayed and sang. Be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. Amen? At midnight, they prayed, sang, and the prisoners heard them. Now see, understand, the prisoners didn't know what was going on. Let me bring it home here. Your brother and sister in the church, you can't be concerned. Now, don't be flailing and, you know, hitting folk when you pray. But you can't be concerned whether they understand your praise or not. Why is that brother praising so hard? Why they got to be so loud like that? Why they have to run like that? They sure working up a sweat. These prisoners heard them. They didn't understand what was going on. Tell somebody, everybody ain't going to understand you. Come on, but it's time for some of us to break out of that box, to break out of that confinement, and really become a praiser. Amen. So when they did that, the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Praise. Not just speaking to it, but praising God. Not just praying about it, but praising God will shake the foundation of what's been holding you. Your praise, let me call it your crazy praise. Some of y'all been around long enough. Remember you sing that song, sing that crazy praise? But your crazy praise will shake the foundation. See, you don't want to just pull a piece of the fruit off the tree. You want to get it at the root. You want to shake the very foundation. That's what praise will do. The very foundation of the prison that was holding them and confining them was shaken by their praise. Amen. By their praise. Now, it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. All the doors were open. Sometimes you hadn't figured out how to open that door. You ain't figured it out. Well, I'm going to give you the key right now. The key is your praise. I said the key is your praise. We need to act intelligently in life's affairs, but there's a key called your praise. I don't care what education you have or what connections you have or what you have out there. There's some stuff ain't going to open up unless you praise. Come on. There's a key called praise. When they praised, the foundation was shaken so much that all the doors opened up. Tell somebody, praise open up every door. Praise open up doors you don't even want to go through. You don't have room for that. You ain't got time for that one. It'll open it up. It'll open up for somebody else. Amen. Praise will impact people around you. Come on, it'll free up people around you. When you're a real praiser, people around you can get free. You can walk into a room where people are bound because you're free and you are a praiser. You can walk in there. Stand. Long as you understand. Amen. Sometimes you got to touch God. Amen. It don't matter whether people know or understand or not. I got to touch God. You don't know what I need. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Amen. You got to touch him. You got to, amen. You are in that zone and you can't, because you got to be, you got to have tunnel vision. You and God. Let me tell you something. You can break loose in the house and praise when it's truly God. We'll let you go. You can go for it. There's a song that says, when the Spirit of the Lord gets upon my heart, I will sing like David sang. When the Spirit of the Lord gets upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Huh? There's something powerful, awesome. Concerning praises, all the doors were open. Everybody doesn't have to understand what's going on. When Paul and Silas praised, here's something else you might want to take note of. Praise will cause you to see a change. Come on, praise will cause you to see a change. You'll see some things change because you praised. These are battles you don't have to fight. Before Zion travailed, she brought forth. There's a battle that's won and waged and won in praise. Amen. You get out there in the environment, you don't have to fight. You'll see change. And it'll be a result of your praise. It'll be a result of your praying and your praising. You're giving glory to God. You'll see change. You'll see people's minds change. You'll see people's attitudes toward you change. You'll see environments change. You see God move one out of the way and bring another one in there. You see God elevate you and exalt you just through your praise. Oh, I wish I had a praise in church here tonight. Verse 27, and the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself. Supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. The keeper of the prison. Your praise will cause the keeper of the prison to get nervous. We'll look at another portion of scripture another time with Jehoshaphat. When he sent singers and praisers before the army, a word had come that perpetuated that whole battle, saying, you shall not have to fight in this battle. And he sent the singers, the worshipers, the praisers. Was oppressing you and depressing you starts to filter out. The keeper of the prison, amen, turned the sword on himself. Paul said, do thyself no harm. We all still here. In other words, God ain't finished yet. Don't do yourself any harm. We here, and we only here because God ain't finished. God got some more to do. See that keeper, the keeper of the prison came in trembling. Praise caused the keeper of the prison to tremble. Praise will cause the devil, his cohorts, his armies in the spirit to tremble when they hear your praise. That has held you hostage, the foundation's going to shake. I declare if you'll praise him enough, the prisons will open. Amen. That jailer came in and began to worship Paul and Silas, saying, what must I do to be saved? And they gave him the instruction. But there's so much that praise will do all by itself. Indeed, as we become more and more praisers. That's why you hear me often say, cause your voice to be heard. Yeah. You know, on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or any night that we are assembled and prayer and praise is going up, everyone should unite their voice. Not in a casual way. Not in a careless way. Not in a, well, maybe, it don't mean, it don't take all that. No. Everybody ought to blend their voice, all that is in them, in their spirit, with that leader, whomever it is that is praying. Get your voice in woven with that, because as one voice, when they became one voice at Jericho, the walls had to come down. There are walls. Amen. When one of us get blessed, all of us will get blessed. Amen. Nobody will be left out. When the voices become one voice, the earth will have to give up its increase. Hallelujah. When one is clapping, everybody ought to clap. When one shouts, everybody ought to shout. Hallelujah.
Before Zion prevails, warfare prays. When you have something in focus that you desire, praise as if you already have it. The devil and his army will tremble. Praise carries warfare strategy. Ephesians 5 verses 18 through 20 states, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Saints cannot afford to allow anyone or anything to steal their joy. Praise will silence your accuser, and it will free people around you. Your life should be a continual praise unto the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.